There was an event that changed my life when I was a teenager, but I only began to realize it when I was an adult. In the fall of 1992, my mom called up one night and she let me know that a friend of mine from college had just tried to commit suicide. He had been sexually abused by his pastor for over a decade. And so my mom asked me, well, what do I think about that? And I immediately said, he's telling the truth. She said, how do you know that? I said, because it happened to me by the same pastor when I was at Bible camp in the seventh grade. He sat me down. He said, I want you to talk about God's special gift, and that special gift is sex. And so he went through and began to talk about how important it was. And then he decided that he wanted to show me the special gift that it is. And I don't need to go into more detail other than to say that I remember myself on my hands and knees looking forward, and to this day, I am just an observer in the room. It's an out-of-body experience. I just don't have almost any sensation or anything about what happened that afternoon. I think there was something within me that knew it was wrong. I wasn't able to articulate it for decades, but I'm coming to realize that it's probably defined me in almost every aspect of life. I threw myself into the adrenaline addiction of just achieving on a very high level. And I think that every single day of my life since then has been defined by this desire to somehow demonstrate that I'm okay, somehow validate who it is that I am. Shame is the dominant narrative of my life, and that has robbed me of the ability to relate to the most important people in my life. My wife would be number one, my kids number two. Because my narrative of shame basically says that I am not worthy to be loved. Shame robs me of the availability of me to others. Shame robs me of seeing another for who they are. Because I've cut off the soul to myself, I've really cut off my ability to see into the soul of another. And as a result, I'm just living in this purgatory of doing, doing, doing. And there is no way out other than to look the shame straight in the eye and pray for healing. I think the first thing we need to do is we need to name it. We need to talk about it with somebody that we trust. You know, fortunately, there's a lot of professionals. I've been the beneficiary of a great counselor. But even in a counseling session, I have to be able not only to talk about it with my counselor, who I trust, I have to learn how to talk about it with others with whom I trust. Because it's in a certain sense, it's in the dialogue that I can find things that I otherwise wouldn't see. I'm probably remarkably unemotive about an event that was just so traumatic. And that's because I put up a wall to protect myself when I was a kid, when I didn't even know what it was. And I don't exactly know how to do the excavation project to get back in. But what I can say is that I haven't lost hope. What I can say is that I believe in the deepest part of my being that if rather than being defined by my shame, that if I embrace it, if I acknowledge it, that it's mine, I will heal myself.